Now, I want you to picture your favourite colour. And while you're doing it, let's be honest, chances are you're not thinking of just one of the seven colours of the rainbow, but you're actually probably thinking of a colour that's one of hundreds of different colours and hues that have been discovered. What's kind of a bit mind-boggling to me is that researchers are still finding new colour structures. Now, Colin Hall is a research scientist in decorative and hard coatings from the University of South Australia, working in this very, very industry. Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what's interesting to me is when we find new colours, when we find new hues and new shades, are you going out looking for these specifically, or is this sometimes a bit of an accidental discovery?
It's a bit of both. A lot of us research scientists go out to try and solve a problem or are researching a particular material, and you'll notice that it's something that you haven't seen before, and that really inspires our interest, and then we sort of try to chase that down, sort of thing.
It's funny when you think about the technology behind it now, because I remember like many years ago in art history learning about mummy brown, which was a very popular colour in the 16th and 17th centuries that was actually made with a ground up Egyptian mummy. So of course, when they stopped doing that, it kind of fell out of favour. The technology's got to be a little more sophisticated these days when you're researching new colours.
Yeah, definitely. So we've gone a long way with inks and dyes, and I think we've probably pushed the boundaries as far as we can there, but scientists today are now combining structures with these materials to create new effects. So both new visual effects, but also in the infrared where it can absorb or reflect heat, or at the ultraviolet as well. So we use the colours to help us explore new parts of the wavelength or the spectrum of light to create new effects and get new applications where we need something to work faster, absorb more energy, things like that.
That's interesting. So you're looking at the actual structure of what is reflecting the light to see what properties are around it.
Yeah, yep. So we can, and we've, I guess, nature is a really good role model here, and we're learning from nature about how it's used structure to create light as well. So the butterfly wings, there's a snake that has the blackest black scales on it, and it's all achieved by structuring or making shapes very, very small, similar sort of size as the wavelength of light that falls on it. And then that manipulates the light and can change colours both as you're looking at it, depending on the angle, or to help camouflage them.
Now, is there a process of determining whether you've actually found a brand new colour?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Just checking there's not like a dedicated colour registry that you can check it against or anything?
No, I guess there's names and everything, but they're all arbitrary.
Right.
I guess the thing is, like, possible combinations of colours across the colour space is almost infinite. So, it'd be almost nonsensical to try and say that you've invented it through new colour. Although you can be like Cadbury and patent a colour. The colour purple, they've patented that. So, you can describe a colour and then try and lay claim to it.
You mentioned before the snake with the black scales, and I think a lot of people who don't sort of, don't work in your field were absolutely fascinated by Vanta Black.
That is a very cool, combination of material and structure. So the fact that the version that they first came up with absorbed 99.96% of the light. They've since then invented or tweaked it, improved it, and now they can't actually measure how much light it absorbs. It's just beyond what their measurement sensitivity can do. So it's a structure material combination, a thing called carbon nanotubes, which are very, very small but long structures.
Mm.
If you scaled them up to, the size of a tree, the trunk would be 1 meter wide, but the actual length of the trunk would be 1 kilometer high in the sky. So these They're quite small diameter, but very, very long. And if you line them up all upright, like in trees in a forest, when the light comes and hits on them, the light gets trapped and bounces around in between those carbon nanotube stalks, and then it just can't get out.
Now, I remember Sir James Dyson, of course, of Dyson vacuum fame, many, many years ago suggested that carbon nanotubes were probably one of the most important engineering discoveries that we were ever going to see.
Yeah, certainly their inherent mechanical properties are so far beyond everything else that we've got. The promise for them has been and is quite good. And now we're starting to see practical applications coming through. There's still a lot of work to do. It's very hard. You can imagine they're very, very small, tiny device elements. You need to be able to work them into a larger device for us to use, and that's where the challenge that people are going after.
Just jumping back really quickly to finish off and talk about Van der Black for a second, what are some of the practical applications of a material that can absorb so much light we can't even measure what's being bounced off it?
Yeah. So the biggest one is for in optical devices like telescopes, especially for very sensitive ones that they would send into space. This material can coat the inside of the telescope and it will stop any stray light, and that makes the telescope much more sensitive to viewing the objects that it's interested in. So that's one application.
Colin, I could nerd out with this for hours with you. Thanks so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Cheers. Yeah, it was a pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you. Research scientist Colin Hall there. He works in decorative and hard coatings. He's with the University of South Australia, looking at the way new colours, not only just what we see, but the way their structures alone have inherent properties that have mass applications around the world.